Hello listeners, welcome back to the English Tea. I'm Anushka, your host here at Coal Radio, and today we are diving into some fascinating phrases, a bit of grammar, and even a word to impress your friends. Ready? Let's pour the tea and get started. You're arguing with a friend. If I hear you complain one more time, I'll show you the door. Now you're staring at the door thinking, I can already see it. Why show it to me? Well, when someone says they'll show you the door, they're not giving you a guided tour of their house. This phrase means they're asking you to leave because they're upset or angry. For example, when Priya questioned the principal's authority, she was shown the door. Another one, when I tried to sneak into the stadium without a ticket, I was shown the door. Now, let's say you've been planning a fun movie outing, but your friend suddenly cancels and say, "Oh, our plans are on ice." What do they mean? When you put something on ice, it means you're postponing it for a while. You're not taking action right now. For example, when Sunny lost his job, his plans to get married were put on ice. A similar phrase is put into cold storage. Both mean delaying something. So, if someone says their project has been put into cold storage, it's not happening anytime soon. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Your friend doesn't have to take you to the movie and they might say, "I'm not obligated to." Is that the same as "I'm not obliged to"? Let's clarify. Both words imply some kind of commitment. But here's a subtle difference. In British English, obligated is used in legal contexts. For example, Mohan was obligated to repay the loan he took from the bank. Meanwhile, obliged is more flexible and widely used. You can say, "I'm obliged to help my friend move because I promised to." Americans, though, often use obligated and obliged interchangeably. Alright, grammar nerds, let's tackle a common mistake using criteria as a singular. Here's the scoop. Criteria is plural. The singular form is criterion. So, you'd say, "His one criterion was fairness." But for multiple factors, you would say, "What are the criteria for judging great literature?" The word criterion comes from the Greek word krites, meaning to judge. And speaking of judges, let's throw in a fun word, criticaster. Ever heard of it? A criticaster is a petty or inferior critic. So, the next time someone nitpicks your favorite movie, you can call them a criticaster. Now, our word of the day, obdurate. It means being stubbornly persistent, especially in wrongdoing. Think of it as being so set in your ways that you refuse to budge. For example, she remained obdurate, refusing to apologize. And that wraps up today's episode of the English Tea. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to share and subscribe to Coal Radio. Until next time.